चतुर्भुजम् प्रसन्नवदनम् ध्याये सर्वविघ्नो पशान्तये
divine lotus feet. Ever since we beheld thy beautiful form, ever since we were drawn into your divine fold, ever since we felt thy all-encompassing grace, since then it has been a saga of endless love filled with unparalleled sweetness and delight. In your abundant grace, you built for us this magnificent edifice whose pillars are verily devotion, dedication, determination and discipline. The Sri Satya Sai Primary School, with the exposure to ideas of high thinking, the willingness to take right decision and the ability to understand the worth of others. You have sculpted us into exemplary individuals, ready to face the challenges of the world and spread thy message. Now, we stand before you to express our heartfelt gratitude for your matchless effort in molding us to reflect your ideals. Dearest Saima, 12 years ago, we did not know what to say. And now, 12 years later, we don't know how to say. Pray, accept this humble endeavor.
Life, but it was at the age of 4 that I experienced the bliss of his physical proximity and the blessing of good health. At the age of 4, I fell seriously ill. My mother consulted many doctors and surgeons, and their unanimous diagnosis was that I should be operated upon. My mother naturally did not want me to be operated upon, and she took the best decision ever. She brought me to Parthi, the paradise on earth. After 3 days of intense prayer and agonizing wait, Bhagwan turned his compassionate glance at my mother and asked her, "Ain't Amma?" My mother poured her heart out to the universal mother. With intense love, Bhagwan turned towards me and circled his blessed hand and materialized the precious vibhuti, the panacea for me. That was it. I was healed, totally cured of my illness. Today, if I'm a happy, healthy girl speaking about this incident, it is all your love, your grace, your mercy, Bhagwan. Swami, my heart pours out to thee in love and gratitude. I am what I am today only because of you. Without you, Lord, I cannot. Without me, Lord, I know you will not. But Sai plus I, everything is possible.
Reply to our heart's plea. Lost in experimenting physics, I totally forgot that God was experimenting with my patience, and the result was the strengthening of my faith. It was in 9th standard. For a physics activity, I chose to make a model that explained the working of an elevator. There were 10 girls in the group. All were ready with their respective models. Only I was not ready. And the next day, we were to be marked for our activity. I tried several times to make the model. In this way of emotions, intelligence does not work. I lost patience and left it aside. That night, when I went for night prayers, I broke down in front of Swami's photo in the prayer hall. I told him everything. Later, that very night, Swami appeared in my dream. He explained me exactly how to do the model. He even assured me that if I followed his instructions, the model would surely work. The next day, as soon as I got up, I told some of my friends about this. They asked me to try it out immediately. Lo and behold, the model did work. I showed my teacher my presentation and she was very happy with it. This is how Swami helps us in every little thing we do. That day, from this incident, I had a very beautiful revelation. When the elevator of life breaks down, as it often does, all we have to do is to call out to Him, and the divine caretaker takes care of it all. Of the entire cosmos, you have to take care of the working of the entire universe, but still you have time for each one of us. You touched each one of us with your love. Saima, I express my heartfelt gratitude to you for all that you have done for me. You know me even better than even I know myself, for you are in me. That Diwali day is etched in my memory in the letters of gold. You gave me the golden opportunity to talk to you and have the chance of your charan sparsh. It was Diwali, the day of lights, the day everyone is at home. I was happy but sad. Happy for I was with my universal mother, but sad for being far from my physical mother. In the agony of longing for my physical mother, I forgot to have my tiffin. On that particular day, we were asked to sit in class order as Baba intended to bless us with white half saris. Swami had got blouses and white langas stitched for the children. By good fortune, I got to sit in the first line. Baba came for darshan. I looked at him with longing, earning, loving eyes. He turned towards me and called me. I folded my hands and went to him with humility. He lovingly asked me if I had my tiffin. The master of the cosmos had the time to think of me. The little fact I had skipped my tiffin, a fact no one ever knew. If this is not a mother's love, what is it? With tears of devotion in my eyes, I replied, "No, Swami." Swami lovingly blessed me with a packet of white half saris. He said, "There are two saris in the packet. Share it with another girl." He then asked me to take namaskar, the coveted chance to touch those beautiful, lovely lotus feet. I took namaskar and went back to my seat. I was so blessed as I got clothes from my Saima herself. In those days, my constant prayer was, "Saima, I want to talk to you. I have so much to tell you." But on that day, when Swami and me came face to face, I realized words were not necessary. Whether I talk to thee or not, you are always listening to me and you alone understand me. You are always in my heart. Saima, you gave me things even before I asked for. You gave me things even before the need arose. Lord, my heart is brimming with heartfelt gratitude. This day I offer myself wholly and completely to Thee. I'm Thine forever, Lord. I'm Thine forever.
आसमान से ऊंचा ये रिश्ता अपना इन छोटे छोटे लफ्जों में ये कैसे बोल पाएंगे। हे अनंत प्रेम सागर या प्रेम पूर्ण स्वर्ण अवसर जीवन ही बदल गया हमारा प्रेम पूर्ण दिव्य संदेश ने अर्थ दिया जीवन को। हे लक्ष्य हमारे जीवन के सदा सदा रहो साथ हमारे हमारे दिलों की है ये प्रेम पुकार। And love, matchless in magnitude, you strove to shape my fortitude, you raise me to a new altitude, help me deal with every vicissitude, all we can offer you today, O Lord, is our gratitude.
তাই মুক্তি আমি চাই, তোমার চরণ শরণ ছাড়া মুক্তি আমার নাই। সেই দিন 14th August 2006 আমরা সবাই গেম সেরে যখন বিকেলে হস্টেলে ফিরলাম, আমি জুতোর র্যাকে জুতো রাখতে গিয়ে সেই জুতোর র্যাকটা এসে আমার মাথায় পড়ে, ফলে আমার মাথায় পেরেকটা ঢুকে যায়, তারপর অনেক রক্তপাত শুরু হয়। ঠিক সেই সময় ডক্টর ম্যামকে সাইমা জিজ্ঞেস করেন, তুমি এখনো স্কুল যাওনি? ডক্টর ম্যাম বুঝতে পারেননি স্বামী এই কথাতে তাকে কেন জিজ্ঞেস করলেন। হস্টেলে ফিরে যখন আমাকে দেখলেন হাতে মুখে সারাই রক্ত, আমাকে তুরন্ত হসপিটাল নিয়ে যান এবং স্টিচ লাগাবার সময় জানতে পারেন আরো একটু ডিপ হয়ে গেলেই আমার ব্রেনে ছুত। সেই দিন সাইমা তুমিই আমাকে একমাত্র রক্ষা করেছিলেন, সেই দিন থেকে আজ পর্যন্ত তাহার দুই হাত দিয়ে আমাকে আগলে বাঁচিয়ে রেখেছেন।
তাহার জন্য আমি অনেক অনেক ধন্যবাদ।
அன்பால் ஆட்சி செய்து அன்னையாய் அரவணைத்தாய். உன் இனித புன்னகையால் என் மனம் கவர்ந்து கடைத்தன் பார்வையினால் உலகை மறக்கச் செய்தாய்.
கை அசைவால்
அபயம் தந்து அகிலமே உன் அரங்கினும் உண்மை உணரச் செய்தாய். அன்னையே, உந்தன் ஒவ்வொரு சொல்லும் ஒவ்வொரு செயலும் எங்கள் பாதைக்கு வழிகாட்டியாக அமைய
என்றுமே வற்றாத செல்வமாய் உன் அன்பு எங்கள் நெஞ்சில் குடியிருக்க
பின்பு உன்னையல்லால் சாய் பிரிது நானும் உண்டோ?
మీ దివ్య సన్నిధి చేరి మీ చెంత పెరిగాము. తల్లివై లాలించావు, తండ్రివై నడిపించావు, గురువై బోధించావు, నీస్తమై తోడు నిలిచావు.
ఎన్నడూ వాడని పువ్వులాంటి మీ చిరునవ్వు, మరువలేని మీ మాటలు, మరచిపోలేని మీతో గడిపిన ఆ మధుర క్షణాలు మాకు అయ్యాయి జీవన జ్ఞాపకాలు. ఈ 12 సంవత్సరాలు ఎలా గడిచాయో తెలీదు. ఏమిచ్చి మీ రుణం తీర్చుకోగలము సాయిమా? మా మదిలో మీపై ఉన్న ప్రేమ తప్ప.
చందమామ వలె ఆ చల్లని చూపుల వెన్నెల వెలుగులో వెలిగిన చిరు దివ్వెలం, ఒంటరైనా ఓటమైనా వెంట నడిచే నీడవై వేలు విడవక చేయి వదలక ప్రతి అడుగు నడిపించావు.
ఓ సాయిమా, ప్రతి అడుగు మీకోసమే, ప్రతి క్షణం మీ ధ్యానమే. ఏనాటిదో ఈ బంధం, విడదీయని అనుబంధం.
It was. It was way back in 1997, 13th February, Thursday, when I was born. My birth was very complicated, which had an ill effect on my physique. My grandmother found something very unusual about me. My right arm was motionless and my neck was abnormally bent to the right side. My parents were grief-stricken. Nevertheless, they did not give up. They took me to an eminent doctor. On examining me, he felt that I was beyond medical treatment. Many famous doctors had only one thing to say: it is impossible to cure this child. My mother was disheartened indeed, but not discouraged, as someone has rightly said, when all the ways get blocked, only one way remains open, that is of prayer. My parents had heard lot about miracles taking place by the grace of Shirdi Sai Baba. So they took me to a Shirdi Sai temple. There they left me at the lotus feet of the Lord and prayed for my well-being. The very next day, as divine providence would have it, a very famous doctor, quite miraculously, ever if condescended to cure me, studied my case very minutely. He infused us with hope and confidence and recommended regular massage and physiotherapy. After 6 months of regular massage and physiotherapy, blended with faith in the name of the God, I showed remarkable recovery. I became normal. People may call it just a medical marvel, but I chose to call it a miracle which only Lord Sai can perform. The world may say the sequence of events that happened a coincidence, but I call it a Sai incidence, for I know the fact that Lord Sai has given me a new lease of life. Oh Lord Sai, I owe my entire being to Thee. In gratitude and humility, I offer myself to Thee. Loving Thee is the only skill for me to hone, for the only thing I seek from You is You alone.
Swami, Mavatyaha Divya Pada Padmayoho Kritagyata Purvakaha Pranama Saima Vayam Jani Maha Bhavataha Ananta Asim Prema Sarvada Sarvangat Pravahati Vayam Prema Sagare Nimagnaha Sma Adya Vayam Dvadasha Kakshayaha Antima Charane Agrasaram Sma Yadi Vayam Prishtataha Pashyamaha Sansarasya Shitaha Tapaha Dukkam Sukkam Cha Na Jani Maha Chirad Bhavatah Chatra Chayayam Sukena Jivayapanam Akurma Adya Vayam Prema Sagarat Bhava Sagaram Gachema Iti Chintayitva Asmakam Chakshubhyam Ashru Vindavaha Pravanti Saima Parikshayaha Anantaram Vayam Asmakam Griham Tyaktva Bahi Gachama Adya Asmakam Hridayeshu Iti Prema Purvaka Pratana Sarvada Sarvang Asmakam Hridayeshu Vasatu Marga Darshanam Cha Karotu Adya Vishwasaka Purvakam Vaktum Shaknumaha Yatra Asmakam Saishvara Yatra Tasya Priya Vidyatina Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Miti Matir Mama.
As I swim beneath the deepest ocean, ప్రతి కాలేజీ పిల్లలే, ప్రైమరీ స్కూలు, కాలేజీ, హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్ పిల్లలంతా కూడా నా వెంట వెంటనే ఉంటుంటారు. అందు వదిలి వారు పోరు, వారి వదిలి నేను ఉండలేను.
November 2004, when the great event took place, I had participated in the Ladies Day program and we were holding lamps in our hands for the grand finale. Accidentally, the wax fell on my hand. I immediately began to cry. The Universal Lord lifted his divine handkerchief and asked me if I wanted it. If it were today, I would have rushed to him, but it was different then. I was small, too small to understand the significance of this divine moment. So, like how I would to my physical mother, I shook my head with a soft no. The ever-merciful Lord was not put off by his stubborn child. He instead beckoned me to the dais. Then, like a fawn to the doe, like a river gushing to the sea, I rushed up to the Lord. Bhagwan did the most incredible thing. He gently lifted my hand and wiped it so tenderly, so lovingly with his own handkerchief. I was so overwhelmed with the nearness to the Lord, his gracious touch, that I began to cry even more. Bhagwan, you wanted to distract me, so you began playing with the necklace around my neck and kept speaking soothing words into my ears. I did not understand anything of what you said that day, but cherish your voice in my heart. Those glorious moments of nearness and dearness to the Lord, when I, a small child of 7 years, was the center of attention for the supreme architect of creation, the monarch of this cosmos, will be cherished and treasured in my heart forever and ever.
Oh Sai, you made us what we are today, roses in bloom in your garden sign, watered us with diligent love and made us grow healthy and shine. We are the apples of your eye, round and ripe and doubtless sweet. The sweat and toil of thy brow you gave as you watched us grow. You revived our drooping hearts, you stilled our wavering minds, you linked our hurting hands and made us all one again. Our fearful minds grew calm, assured by your limitless love, we learned to believe again in what our hearts had to say. You taught us to love, to care and to share, to rest and live in the abundant shade of the pristine kingdom that you have made. All you did seemed to be for us, O Lord, and the truth of it all is this: there is nothing we can ever do, nothing we can ever give, except love. For what is there that you haven't made, O Lord? For what is there that you haven't made?
presence shall be engraved in our hearts as everlasting joys.
It is said, the hands that rock the cradle rule the world. But Lord, we are fortunate to have the hands that rule the world to rock our cradles.
The bird with us, the wings with you,
the foot with us, the way with you,
the eye with us, the form with you,
the thing with us, the dream with you,
the world with us, the heaven with you.
So are we free, so are we bound, so we begin, so we end, you in us and we in you.
Thank you. No. Sai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Mangala Arati Andu. सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।